Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has a new transportation plan. The question is it going to get approved? Welcome to The Full Story, which you can listen to on WSHU or online at WSHU.org, or you can download our app and you can listen there. I'm Ron Ropiak. Thanks for being with us today. And we're going today to talk about a topic which we've covered in the past, and we're probably going to do it a few more times from now. That topic is transportation. Governor Lamont says the state's economic future depends on good roads, fast trains, bridges that are safe, and a reliable and efficient public transportation system. Now, he had a plan, but that first plan hit rush hour on I-95, and it went nowhere fast. He has a new one. And that's what we're going to spend the next hour talking about. That plus a brand new Republican plan, which just came out a short time ago. WSHU's Ebong Udama is here to give us the details. Hi, Ebong. How are you?
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm well. What does Mr. Lamont call his new plan?
Connecticut 2030. That's the brand new second attempt at getting a transportation infrastructure plan. And basically, a brief look at the plan. It's a $21 billion 10-year plan. And it depends on federal grants and, of course, the special transportation fund that we already have for infrastructure development, and also borrowing quite a bit of money from the federal government and user fees. That's
tolls.
and so basically, he cut back on how many tolls. So it's now, it's going to be 14, and it's only going to be on bridges. And he says he has support from the business community, from labor. But the big issue is to try to get to the lawmakers, especially in the Senate. So he's started a PR campaign to try and push this. And first he met with the Republicans, then he met with the business community and labor. And this is what he said after he met with the business community and business leaders and labor. This is Lamont after he met with them.
A lot of folks would just as soon kick the can, defer this, wait a little longer, you know, sort of the old Connecticut playbook. And I'm pushing hard, and I'm pushing hard with friends in labor and friends in business, saying it's the most important thing we need to do to get this state moving again. And we can't afford to wait. I mean, the Special Transportation Fund goes underwater in less than 5 years. Now is the time for us to step up and do the right thing.
Okay, so with business and labor now supporting his plan or a version of his plan, he had a big meeting with the Democrats who control the state Senate. And the real problem is in the Senate. The Democrats have a 22-14 majority in the Senate. So it's really Democrats who are holding this up, and they just don't seem to like tolls of any sort. This is what Majority Leader Bob Duff had to say after the meeting yesterday.
There was a very frank conversation with the governor. I appreciate his fact that he stayed for 2 hours, listened to everybody who had an opinion on it. And I think we all want to move forward on a plan. We just got to figure out how we're going to fund it.
So figure out how we're going to fund it is code for we've got to fund it some other way than tolls. So, but Lamont says he's open to that. You know, he's met with both the Republicans and the Democrats, and this is the way he looks at the whole issue. Here's what Lamont said after the meeting yesterday.
I come out of the business world and I try and get people to yes. I'm surrounded by people that say no. I've got a problem. We inherited this problem. It goes back 30 or 40 years. Special Transportation Fund underwater in 5 years. Bridges that are in a state of bad repair. The Trump Department of Transportation saying fixing it or there will be consequences. No tolls folks are great. Give me a good constructive alternative where the numbers add up.
So pretty much that ball was taken up by the Senate Republicans today because they've come out with their plan, and it's called Faster Connecticut, Fiscal Accountability and Sustainable Transportation Reform. It's just come out. I have the report here. And basically, I'll go over it, but here's what Senate Republican leader Len Fasano had to say about this plan.
We use his construction plan and then figure out how to pay for it. That's the only difference between his plan and my plan. Our plan is that how to pay for it. That's the issue. But we use his ideas.
So basically, how to pay for it, first of all, there's going to be no tolls. And of course, that's the first thing. And there'll be no new taxes, no increase in taxes. And so what's going to happen? We're going to be borrowing a lot more money from the federal government. Mm. But he says that we're going to be borrowing the money at, I believe it's less than 1% interest, 0.8% interest, he said. And we will also, and basically, Lamont in his plan, I think the tolls make up for about $300 million in the plan a year. Mm-hmm. And Fasano says we can actually put that money in if we use some of the rainy day fund to pay down on the obligations that we have on our pension obligations, which are at a higher interest rate than we're getting on the rainy day fund. We're getting about 2% interest, and the interest we're paying on the long-term obligations like the pension funds is about 6.5%. So that money, we would actually be saving some money if we paid down, use the rainy day fund to pay down on it. Right now, we have about $2.9 billion in the rainy day fund, and he'd like to use about $1.7 billion to help pay down on the obligation, the pension obligations, mm-hmm. to free up money for us to be able to put more money into the transportation fund. And that's basically what their plan is.
So it sounds from what Len Fasano was just saying in that clip that you played that they agree on what needs to be done. It's just the funding that has to be worked out. Themis Claridis is going to be joining us in a few moments. She is the House Minority Leader. And she has said, we have these different ideas. Let's just go in and sit down and figure out a way to do this. But here's my question. They have been working at this for quite a number of years. This goes back to Dan Malloy, and he had a $100 billion plan to fix up the roads, and this goes back quite a number of years. If they haven't been able to do it yet, why should anyone be optimistic that they are going to be able to do this over the next few months?
Well, to start off with, it's come down from $100 billion to about $20
billion. $21 billion, yep.
$21 billion for Lamont. And the Republicans say that's a more realistic figure. And they are hoping to raise $18 billion over 10 years with their plan. So that's about, $3 billion difference between their plan and Lamont's plan. But they say, you know, that what they would like to do is to reinstitute what was called the Transportation Strategy Board. And the Transportation Strategy Board was a bipartisan group that supervised, well, not so much gave advice, mm-hmm. on long-term infrastructure projects, and that was scrapped under former Governor Malloy, and they would like to bring that back, and they feel that they can actually contain the costs of infrastructure development if they reinstitute a transportation strategy board.
I'm assuming this is the beginning of discussions between the Democrats and Republicans now, and this will, we have talked before about whether or not there would be a special session to deal with this? Is that going to be put on hold until they talk this out?
Well, they seem to feel that they need to have a special session on this. They don't want it to go into next year, which is an election year. Mm. They would like to deal with this in a special session. We'll see if that actually happens. Both sides have said, you know, that they'd like to see a special session. When? We don't know. And the year is running out.
Running out of time in 2019. I mean, Thanksgiving is almost here. That leaves a handful of weeks before Christmas.
But Lanfrisano did say that he's given his plan to the governor, and they're looking at it right now, and they were receptive to the fact that he had a plan.
Oh.
So we'll see how things develop, because the Democrats don't have a plan, but they know what they don't want. And
right.
That's tolls.
So there's some horse trading that will be going on at this point, and negotiations start. And then if the fingers are crossed, hopefully they can get something done before the holidays.
Well, Lamont seems to be determined to get something done. Whether he can get the lawmakers together and get something done is what we have to see if that will happen.
WSHU's Ebong Udama. Thank you, Ebong, for all the great work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you for coming in. Today, we're talking about the latest transportation plan from Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. It's going to cost $21 billion. It has 14 toll locations across the state, and it borrows a lot of money from the feds. Themis Claridis is joining us now. She is the state representative who is the House Minority Leader. And Representative, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
So what are your thoughts on the latest plan?
We have stood firm from day one against tolls being a revenue source to fund transportation. We completely agree. I think Republicans, Democrats, and the governor all agree that we need to invest in a strong transportation plan in the state of Connecticut. That's not the issue, but the issue is that the state of Connecticut cannot afford one more dime. Taxes are high everywhere. We've had tax increases year after year, and sticking our hands in citizens' pockets to fund something that must be funded within the revenue we already have is something that we are going to continue to fight for.
But, you know, there are some who say that there's no way that all of this, billions and billions, can be done without tolls. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, I think that's a very good point, and I have the same feelings in a lot of ways. I think it's wonderful that the governor wants to put $21 billion into transportation. I thought it was wonderful that Governor Malloy wanted to put $100 billion into transportation, if you remember that plan. Unfortunately, we had a $3 billion deficit this year. We are facing a $2.5 billion deficit in the next 2 years. So unfortunately, we can't afford it. There are a lot of things you all want in your homes that you would love to buy, or have a bigger home, or get a new car, or get a more expensive car, or go on more trips. Those are things we all want to do, but we can't always afford them, so we have to live within our means. We've had high tax increases in this state for many years, and this year, there was a $1.7 billion tax increase in the budget that was passed in June. There was a raiding of the Special Transportation Fund to the tune of $171 million. And there was a payroll tax put on your payroll. The problem with the state of Connecticut is there is no trust that what people say they're going to do and the leadership in this state says they're going to do will actually happen. It didn't happen with the income tax. It didn't happen with the conveyance tax. It's not happening now with the state hospitals. They had to sue the state to get the money they were promised. And it won't happen with tolls. We should all sit down and look at all the ideas that we could agree on and figure out a way to fund it. We all have different ideas about how it should be funded. I think all those ideas can be on the table and we figure out which ones we can agree on.
But those ideas have been on the table now for quite some time. When will a plan actually get passed? When will something be done, do you think?
Announced publicly yesterday, and I know Senator Looney, you're going to be speaking to him today too, just announced yesterday they cannot support a tolls plan. They just announced that yesterday afternoon after the governor met with them. So now it's clear that nobody in that building feels that a tolls plan is what they can support. Now, Republicans don't believe we should be putting tolls in because government cannot be trusted to keep their word for how many tolls will be in and how much it will cost you. And we believe there are other revenue ways to pay for it. The Democrats believe that it will hurt them politically. That's why they cannot support it. And that is not about, that is not endearing trust into the state of Connecticut. So you're right. We've been fighting this for many years, but we have held firm on the Republican Party as to being anti-tolls. And we are now very happy that the Democrats are seeing the light and agree with us. And now I'm hoping that this is a great day for Connecticut because we can sit down and have all these alternatives on the table. And I'm looking forward to what the Senate and House Democrat alternative plan will be, too, because the Senate Republicans have a plan. We have our plan and our alternative. We want to put them all on the table and figure out what we can get to work. But tolls cannot be the way to do it.
So what are some of your favorite alternatives, if you will? I've heard about taking revenue from legalizing the sale of marijuana or from sports betting, from gambling. What are some of yours?
You know, let me just take this opportunity to comment on the marijuana issue. I do not support legalizing marijuana, but what I do believe for the people who think it's a good idea, please, please wait and see what the ramifications are in the other states that have passed it, because we're beginning to see problem after problem in a lot of these states. This is a major public health initiative. This should not be an initiative that's passed so we can get revenue. And I've heard my colleagues on the other side of the aisle talk about what a great revenue source and revenue stream it would be. That is a shameful way to make public health policy. So I would not support that revenue stream, period, no matter what it was used for. Online gambling, it's been an issue we've all been working on for a couple of years now. I think it needs to get done, but it needs to get done in a safe way to protect the people of the state. And I don't really know what the holdup is. I think that we've heard recommendations from business people around the state of considering either securitizing the lottery stream of revenue or just taking the revenue and putting it into the special transportation fund to pay for these very low-interest loans from the federal government that I think both parties agree are a very good idea and a good way to go for the state of Connecticut. I think that the special transportation fund, people have talked about moving some of the burdens out of it. For example, I think the special transportation fund should be used only to fund transportation projects and strengthen and build up our transportation infrastructure, but it's not. It's not. Of the $1.9 billion a year, approximately, that goes into that fund, half of it, give or take, is used to pay wages, health care, and pensions of all DOT employees, many DMV employees, and some Department of Environmental Protection employees. That needs to go back into the general fund where every other state employee is. It's ridiculous that money that we've used, whether it's gas tax or car tax or any of these taxes and federal money that we're getting, is used to pay wages and pensions. So I think we need to restructure this whole program, put it in the general fund, and then find a way to consider using lottery money if that's a possibility. But I have to tell you that the budget that passed in June increased spending over $1 billion. We should be rolling back to the year before, the biennium before, and learn to live within our means so then we can take that money and put it into this one area where we all believe needs to be funded and invested in, and that's transportation.
Representative, one last question before I let you go. Some business leaders have said that it's simply time for the state to get a move on. And talking with some of them, I get a feeling that they're just frustrated, and some are even getting angry nowadays at the lack of progress. What are you hearing from the business community?
I think they are, and I think I'm frustrated and angry too, because the governor and the Democrats in the legislature have had such a myopic view that the only way to fund transportation is through tolls. The Republicans have had a proposal of doing bonding within the state. For the past 5 years, we've put it out there. Okay, we've had our own proposals. We now have these ideas of and learned of these very low-cost borrowing loans, low-cost interest, loans that the federal government will avail ourselves of. We just need a revenue stream. I think that's great. I think that's great thinking out of the box and figuring out other ways to do this. But unfortunately, they've been so obsessed with passing tolls. I mean, we've been doing this for 4 or 5 years strongly, and I know it had been talked about for many years before that. Now I'm hoping that the Democrats have come to the point where they cannot support this, even though not for the right reasons. They believe it'll hurt them politically. But I'm hoping we're on the same page now. We're all going to be meeting this afternoon with the governor and the leaders, and we can have these conversations so we can move this forward, because it is frustrating, and it does anger me that when you just focus on one thing, taking more money out of people's pockets, people do not trust them. They do not trust the vision of the leaders of this state. They have never kept their word in regards to taxes for years and years, and there's no reason that we should believe them now. Let's start anew today, move forward with all the other ideas that we've all had. I'm looking forward to the House and Senate Democrat ideas and their plans, and we can make decisions that'll actually move the state forward and invest in transportation.
House Minority Leader Themis Claridis. Thank you, Representative. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
It's the full story on WSHU, and now we're going to get the view from the Democratic side of the aisle. Senator Martin Looney is with us. He's the president of the Senate. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Thank you. It's great to hear you. What do you think of the new plan?
Well, I think we are necessarily going to have a discussion with the governor about the best way to address the transportation infrastructure needs that we have. I think clearly there is a need. We have to invest in infrastructure, roads and bridges. There is not a consensus in doing it with tolls, so we have to find another mechanism. And I think there's a broad-based support for a significant undertaking for infrastructure, but we have to come up with a mechanism that inspires more broad-based public confidence.
Does that mean that you won't support any plan that has tolls?
I'm just the votes are not there at this point for a toll-based plan. I personally would, but I think that the attraction of being able to get money from people out who are using our roads coming from out of state is the advantage of tolls. On the other hand, on the negative side is that people are concerned that it would be another tax that they would pay, and frankly, I think people who don't travel out of state all that much are not as much aware as others are of the fact that all the states around us do have tolls. So the reality is, I think we have to look for another mechanism other than tolls to get this done, because it is important for us to fund a transportation initiative, because we do have a severe congestion problem that's impeding our economic development. We also have a structural problem in terms of our roads and bridges as well as we need to improve our rail transportation and find ways to speed up commuting times.
You're the president of the Senate. You carry a lot of weight up in Hartford. If you say you're not going to support tolls, does that mean any plan for tolls is dead?
Well, as I said, we had a lengthy caucus yesterday, a meeting with the governor, and he came to the resolution that tolls are a very problematic solution to funding for this issue, and that we need to come up with some other options. And I think that's where we are as of today. I think that's probably true in both houses.
So, Senator, what are the options that you like?
Well, I think it would be premature to discuss them at length. I discussed yesterday that we should look at developing some new revenue streams, namely looking at legalizing marijuana, also getting sports betting online, and perhaps dedicating that revenue to transportation infrastructure, although I think the federal government requires as a condition of federal loans that you have a more durable and predictable and less volatile revenue stream. So we would have to do some other things in addition to that that we would have to agree upon.
Senator, would lottery revenue be more predictable? Would you be willing to do that?
Well, that is more along the lines of the sports betting revenue. So that could be perhaps added to the pot as well. But I think the governor staff have said that they are looking at some options that they want to present to us, and I think we're looking at some options that we may want to present to them as well, and we'll try to work out something that will create a reliable revenue stream to support this initiative.
Your Republican colleagues just came out with their own transportation proposal. Have you had a chance to look at it?
No, I have not. But I know that it does not involve tolls and involves some substantial use of the budget reserve rainy day fund. And my understanding, it was a Senate Republican proposal, not one that had been endorsed by the House Republicans, to my knowledge.
Any thoughts about the use of the rainy day fund? Would you be in favor of that?
It would be too soon to offer an opinion on that one way or the other. Obviously, we have to develop something that will address the problem. I haven't spoken to the governor about that proposal, whether it would become an element of a proposal that could be bipartisan. From the beginning, I have said that the best solution to this challenge is one that is bipartisan. This issue of dealing with a structural infrastructure problem that we have in Connecticut should not be a partisan issue. It is one that we should be able to address in a bipartisan way on an important issue of public policy, just as we did back in 2013 when we passed the bipartisan gun regulation bill and school security bill after the Newtown tragedy. That's the model for the way we should make policy here on a bipartisan basis.
Senator, we're running out of 2019. We're coming to the end of the year. I know the governor really wanted to get something done by the end of the year before the election year starts. Is there realistic hope of having that happen this year?
I think there is, if not necessarily this year, before the start of the session in February. We realize in the even year we don't go into session in February rather than January in the odd year. So if not by the end of December, I think it's certainly possible to get something done before the next regular session starts in early February.
So the discussions, or at least the talking with, again, your Republican colleagues, you think should start instantly, as soon as possible?
Well, we are going to have a meeting with the governor this afternoon in just a little while to begin that process of discussion.
Can I ask you about the inclusion of tolls in his latest proposal, because there have been so many against it? I was somewhat surprised that it was still included in the latest plan after the opposition. Were you surprised that tolls were part of the package?
No, I wasn't, but it was a very much scaled back toll presentation from the proposal of tolling of all of the major highways in the state and having 53 gantries. This one was down to only 14 gantries on certain bridges. So it was a much more modest tolls proposal.
So from what I could see, what's on the agenda, you talk a little bit this afternoon, you meet with the governor, with your Republican counterparts, and then you just move on from there. And if you will, the horse trading starts?
Well, I think the negotiation starts. And again, I would hope that we could do something on a bipartisan basis, as we did in 2013 after Newtown, and also as we did back in the fall of 2011 when we had a special session on job creation and economic development and passed several bills on a bipartisan basis at that point, where we created the step-up program for subsidizing new hires for a period of time coming out of a recession, and the Business Express program and some other business development programs. That was done on a bipartisan basis then. So we do have some precedent for taking bipartisan action on major issues. And, of course, the 2017 budget that we passed was a bipartisan budget that we finally passed at the end of October of 2017.
Senator Martin Looney, Connecticut Senate President. Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time.
Good talking with you.
Pat Sasser is with us. Pat is the founder of No Tolls Connecticut. Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for coming back. When you heard about the new plan, what did you think?
So I was able to catch the press conference. Look, I'm happy to hear it doesn't have tolls in it. I'm happy to hear that they're looking to move the pension liabilities and things like that out of the Special Transportation Fund. And I'm hopeful that now this will start a bipartisan dialogue and get people to sit at the same table and truly come up with a solution for Connecticut without putting another tax burden or creating another stream of revenue that we, the taxpayers, have to shell out. So, you know, I think this is a good day. I'm happy to see this. I think all our hard work of fighting off tolls, I think, has really paid off. Now, I don't want to say it's completely dead yet. I don't want to start celebrating. But based on what I heard yesterday at the governor's press conference and later when the Senator Looney came out, you know, it sounds that they've realized or recognized that the Connecticut residents do not have the appetite for tolls.
Well, when you say the new plan, you're obviously referring to the Republican plan, because the one that the governor put out just a few days ago that had 14 tolls in it.
Correct. No, I'm referring to, I guess when I said the new plan, I'm referring to the Republican plan that came out today. Yes. No, the governor's plan, his latest plan, obviously calls for the 14 tolls. And yes, you know, Senator Looney just mentioned before that it was a big reduction in the number of tolls. Still, the issue is the word trust here in the state of Connecticut. The residents, the taxpayers know that, yeah, they might start with 14 tolls, but that number can just increase year after year after year. Let's go back in history here. 2 years ago, they were calling for...
We were calling for us to pay our phone bill. I know we just lost Pat Sasser, and he's going to be returning to us in just a moment. Well, don't worry, we'll pay that bill. Pat is the founder of No Tolls Connecticut. In the meantime, while we get Pat back on the line, I want to read you an email that came in. We've had a number of them. Obviously, tolls strike a chord with some people. Kelly, for one, wrote to us. She wrote, "This taxpaying Connecticut resident still firmly believes that Interstate 95 should see tolls. It is a major truck route. They do the majority of the damage to those roads, and it is a major thoroughfare through the tri-state area. It should definitely see tolls." That's just from Kelly, and we'll get some other emails on the air in a short time, and we'll return Pat Sasser to the airways now. Pat, thanks for coming back with us. We lost you there for a second. You were talking about Senator Martin Looney, and you were talking about the reduction in the number of tolls. Obviously, it went from 50-something down to 14, and it sounds like a plan isn't going to move forward now with any tolls in it. You're not ready to celebrate, but I mean, you may be close to chilling the champagne.
Well, yeah, I think that's what we're looking at. But, you know, the way things operate in Hartford, I don't want to take anything for granted. You know, meetings are going to start taking place, I'm sure, now, and there's going to be discussions. And, you know, we're going to continue to put that pressure on them that, you know, we still say no to one toll. And back what I was trying to say before when I got cut off was, even with the governor's proposal of the 14 tolls, the taxpayers know that that is just an opening of the door to allow them to then continue to place more of them. And that's why people are so outspoken and against the idea of putting up these toll gantries.
You and I have talked about this before. The transportation system needs a lot of help. I mean, in so many different ways. The bridges are in bad shape. The rail bridges, the car bridges, the roads of potholes, they need to be widened, they need to be upgraded. Public transit, we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars that it needs. So where should that money come from?
So I think what needs to happen first is the trust needs to come back to the residents of Connecticut. And what I mean is the lawmakers cannot continue to divert funds away from the Special Transportation Fund. They need to start figuring out ways to live within our budget. You know, we can't keep putting the burden on the taxpayers year after year and coming up with these new sources of revenue, because all that's doing is driving people out of our state. So when 29,000 people left Connecticut last year, if another 29,000 leave this year and the year after and the year after, who's going to be left to foot the bill? And that's what they really need to be looking at. So by adding continuously and adding more taxes onto the people of Connecticut, is that really the solution to these problems? Or do we maybe need to scale back a little, prioritize which projects really need to be focused on first, and live within our means and build that trust back in the public. And that's what this entire movement has really been about. And we're not anti-fixing bridges. I'm not anti-fixing congestion. We want to see that happen. But we want to see that happen with the current money that we already spend as taxpayers. And that's why one of our biggest pushes has been to do a forensic line-by-line audit in the DOT. Find out why we have such high administrative costs. Why does our construction cost so much more per mile than any of the other states around us? Those are the hard things that the lawmakers should be digging into. The easy solution is to say, yeah, let's pop up tolls and generate more revenue. I mean, that's the easiest way to go. We want to see them roll up their sleeves, dig into this, and figure out how they can really make Connecticut more cost effective.
I hear everything that you're saying, and I'm just going to repeat to you what has been told to me before from those who are pro-toll, and they will say that what we're experiencing now is from the decades of neglect, and there's no way that you can fund this with the current revenue stream or what we have in the state budget. It has to go above and beyond that by billions and billions of dollars, and their solution, the only way they say that could happen, is if you have tolls. And what you said before about 29,000 people leaving Connecticut, they have also said to me, the reason that they're leaving, there are a few different reasons, but one of the reasons they're leaving is because the transportation system stinks. So if you want them to stay, fix it. And the way to fix it, put the tolls on and get the money and do it.
See, I think certain people are saying that as a way to try to justify their toll narrative. But I think if you ask the majority or if they had a poll and asked people who are looking to leave Connecticut right now, their answer is going to be because Connecticut is the second highest tax state in the country. People can no longer afford the taxes year after year that are coming on the backs of the taxpayer. For instance, the grocery tax, the haircut tax, the income tax, this tax, that tax. Tolls are just another tax. So I don't think it's necessarily the traffic that's causing people to move out of Connecticut at such a high rate. I think overall the global picture is the taxation that's going on in the state of Connecticut.
Pat, I'm going to move on to Eric Getty in just a moment from the CBIA. Any final thoughts about everything that's happened over the last 2 to 3 days? It's been quite a time in terms of transportation and tolls.
It has been. I think the biggest thing that I've taken away from this is that maybe this movement of stopping tolls in Connecticut maybe is a spark for others to voice out, and it shows that if the public is against something in this state, there is an opportunity for them to speak out and change the direction or change the course of how our state is going. We cannot continue to just tax our way into prosperity. There needs to be real solutions, and some of those solutions are going to be hard, but that's what these lawmakers are elected to do.
Pat Sasser, No Tolls Connecticut. Thanks, Pat. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Speak with you soon. Finally, Eric Getty is with us. Eric is the Vice President for Government Affairs for the CBIA. That's the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. Eric, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. The CBIA didn't like the very first plan when it came out, the very first transportation plan. What are the thoughts about this current one from the governor? Not the Republican plan, but the Lamont plan.
Right. You know, and it's funny, there's no question Connecticut needs to make some significant investments into its transportation infrastructure. Businesses have been saying this for a long, long time. But, you know, I find myself as I was listening in, I agreed with so many of the things your previous caller, Mr. Sasser, had to say. And I think the key issue here is the lack of trust in government. You know, Connecticut continues to become a more and more expensive place to live. It's becoming less and less affordable for families to get by. you know, promises that are made to businesses and to people about taxes going down and things getting better here. The lawmakers simply are not living up to those promises. And so somehow we have to reconcile this lack of trust in government, which is frankly well-deserved on the part of lawmakers who continue to neglect the will of their people who want to see this become a better, more affordable state to live in. They're going to need to do something about that before they're going to get any sort of plan through.
That's the same thing that Pat Sasser was saying. He was saying that the job number one really has to be rebuilding the trust. How do you do that in such a short period of time? Because the governor wants to get something done quickly, and the Senate President Martin Looney was on with us, and they're hoping to get something done by December, January, before the session gets going in February. How can you do all these things at once?
It's going to be incredibly difficult, and I certainly am glad that I'm not the one in that role. But you know, I think what really needs to happen here is you know, we're pretty close here. I think I think everyone is looking at the governor's plan, which is now, you know, now is a real plan. You know, what we had seen earlier in the previous legislative session, I don't think it was fully fleshed out the way that this plan is. And maybe this is a little bit bigger than it's necessary at the time, but it is a long-term plan that it has a vision for the state of Connecticut, and it's a good vision. I think what needs to happen now is that lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, they need to come together and get a solution. Because right now, everyone agrees, plan seems pretty good. We just got to figure out the funding source. So get everyone into the room and let's get this thing hammered out, and let's do something to invest in the transportation infrastructure of this great state.
So do you think something will get done in the next 2 months or so?
When there's a will, there's certainly a way. I think it's going to be very difficult, but you know, if the governor seems to be open to other folks' suggestions, whether they're Republican or Democrat, so I think if he were to convene a group, get everyone in the room, get them talking quickly, I think that we could potentially see something happen. It's, you know, just given the enormity of this task, I don't know if it gets done in the next month or two, but I sure would like to see it happen.
Eric, how are the business leaders seeing this? Are they frustrated? Are they angry? This has been going on for years now. I mean, we're going back to, you know, Dan Malloy and quite a number of years ago, and it just always seems, no pun intended, to hit some roadblocks. When is something finally going to happen?
You're absolutely right. This is something that has really impacted businesses throughout the state. And you know, just a few days ago, as the governor was announcing his plan, there were several companies, large Connecticut employers, that came out in support of the projects in the plan. I'm not quite sure they went as far as to say that they 100% agreed with the funding sources. Maybe a few of them did, but not all of them. There's no question. The transportation infrastructure in the state, it impacts business. It limits our markets. It limits our ability to get ourselves in our products to our customers. It's a big problem, especially in the Hartford area, and even more so down in the lower Fairfield area. I mean, that is the economic pipeline into the state, and we really need it to be running smoothly and getting our people and our products to where they need to be and on time.
So from everything I heard from today's program, and I'm going to try and summarize everything, it seems like both sides are saying, okay, this, what Lamont is proposing isn't bad. We like what he wants to do. We really just have to figure out how to fund this now. And it seems that there's a consensus that tolls just won't happen, that some other way must be figured out. Did I summarize properly?
I think you're exactly right on, right? And that's much farther than we have been in many, many years. I mean, we have the basic outline of a plan here. Now it's just how to get it going.
It's just one. I only have 2 minutes left, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, I've already heard you know, legalize marijuana, sports betting, sports gambling, taking money from the lottery, just have that dedicated right for transportation. Does anything jump out at you in terms of a revenue stream that you think should be applied for transportation?
You know, and also today, you know, in addition to the list of other ideas, the Senate Republicans came out with simply borrowing from our rainy day fund and shifting some funds around. I mean, all of these ideas, I think, have to be considered. But whatever the ultimate, whatever they ultimately decide, you know, you can't also add another tax that will do, or fee onto the people of Connecticut that are going to continue to raise the cost of living and make it more unaffordable to live here. So I would hope that while our transportation needs are great and we need to do something about it, there's no question about that, we have to make sure it's not targeting the people that live here and the small businesses and other businesses that are here as well. So I know that makes it even more of a difficult problem, but there are some pretty smart people up at the state capitol, and when they really need to come together and put together and find solutions in a bipartisan way, I think that they will be able to figure this out.
So everything, in your opinion, should be on the table at this point?
Yes, I think they're very close at this point. So working together, they will come up with a good solution.
Eric, I only have about 30 seconds left for final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, again, we are very excited about the fact that Connecticut's transportation problems look like they are a big priority for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. And this is something that's definitely helpful for businesses. But again, really need to keep in mind and reconcile the fact that, you know, this is becoming a tougher state to live. People just simply don't trust that the state government will live up to its promises, and the fact that we do need to invest in transportation.
Eric Geddy. Eric is the Vice President for Government Affairs for the CBIA. That's the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. Eric, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll speak with you soon. If you want to jump in on today's program with your comments, you could email us. We're at tfs@wshu.org, and on Facebook, you're going to find us over there at Full Story WSHU, and you can leave a comment there. That's going to do it for our show today. Joelle Schrock is our engineer. Carrie Frank is our digital editor. Our associate producers are Roberto Rojas, Sabrina Garone, and Fatou Sangari. J.D. Allen is the producer, and Terry Sheridan is our news director. I'm Ron Ropiak. Thanks to you for being part of The Full Story.